Okay, we're on Shabbos, Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. And the Gemara asks the Kasha Eisvei, it's about halfway down the page. Okay, halfway down the wide lines. Shtayim b'dei Adam b'achas b'im k'sherim. We made a little bit of yomtiv. So the submission sukkah, if you make a sukkah, which two walls are made, are man-made walls, and the third wall is made with from a tree, that becomes the third wall. So Lach is a kosher sukkah, it has three walls and it's kosher. But you cannot enter into this sukkah and climb up into the sukkah literally on Yom Tov, because it's considered a form of being mishtamesh be'ilun, of using the tree. So my love, isn't the case. The chok baby Elon, the habaluhut studen, with studen asur. So the case was that you carved out a notch in the tree. You took the wall, the beams which you used to support that wall, and you put it into these notches that you put into the tree, the holes you put into the tree. So the tree isn't necessarily the wall, but the tree is the support for the wall. So what you're actually being using when you go up in the sukkah is not the tree itself, but the tzadon, that which comes off of the tree, that which is attached to the tree. And the Mishnah is saying that case is also. So you see that tzadon are considered usur. Not like we said before, that tzadon are legozer b'hurabonim. Chazal did not ask tzadon, an indirect, the thing which is attached, but they only ask the item itself by the case of the animal. So similarly, we're going to assume that Chazal asked that the prohibited going into using the tree would be being mishtamish b'bal chai, and being mishtamish b'ilon are the same, are going to have the same rules. If you tell me by Bachai that it's studen is mutter, so by tree also studen should be mutter. And here we're assuming that studen are us. Whereas it's low, that's not the case. The case was the kaf yele ilon, that the case is that you bent the tree itself down, the upper branch, the branches of the tree, you put them in place as the wall, and and then the schach, which went across, was being supported by the tree itself. So you're using the sukkah, which is actually part of the tree itself. Mor says the hachi. If that's the case, aim a sefer. Let's look at the sefer. It says sholosh b'di adam achas be'ilon is k'sheira. If there's three walls which are made by the person, and the fourth one is made by the tree, so again it's kosher. But the oilin lo yomtiv, you can then enter this tree on enter this sukkah on yomtiv, because since mikra then you only need three walls, so the fourth wall is insignificant. It's not called that you're using the tree. If that which the tree is functioning for you is not necessary, it's not necessary to have a fourth wall. But the case was, however, the Morse Kasha is maybe either Kafi the Elon, and my Erlon Labiyamtiv. But the case was that the Elon was what was supporting the Schach, so even though as one of the walls it's not necessary, but as a support for the Schach, this Elon is very necessary. And it's still called that you're using the tree for your sukkah. Some more says, so we have a problem based on this idea that the case was that you're using the tree itself as the support for the schach, even though it's the fourth wall, it's going to be, would be usher to use it on Yom Tov. Morse is back. Let's get our thought process straight. Our thought process was, we wanted to prove over here that Stadim are Osir. See, we're saying, no, Stadim are Mutzer. The case was, it was the actual tree itself. The Mursa said, it's tree itself, so how can you use it on Yom Tov? So the Mursa said, well, let's say you say Stadim are Osir. So what do you want to, their Elamai, you see that your answers are wrong. And we're back to my proof. Okay, so you've now proven that Stadim are Osir. Okay, so now how does the Sefer work? Still a problem. Whereas the Elamai, what would you rather say? Stadim are Osir. So I've said, for my Elamai B'Yom Tov. But if it's a case of Stadim, so the support of the skach is not directly on the tree, it's on a beam which is attached to the tree, it's still the same problem, so why are you allowed to use it on Yom Tov? Some more says that Elo, the case over here, wasn't that it was supporting the skach. Excuse me. It wasn't supporting the skach. Lahasim begav, however you pronounce this word, begavusa, persachno. Dealing gufe, doifen ba'amahu de shave. The tree wasn't supporting the skach at all. All the tree was doing was functioning as a wall. But it wasn't, the support for the skach was on the other walls. So Gavoza Prasachna, Rashi says, was a tree which had a very large amount of branches. It was very, very dense and sticking out all directions. So it could function as a wall itself. Sabora says, so therefore, if it's wall number three, which is an integral part of the sukkah, so it's called, you're using the tree when you go into the sukkah. If it's wall number four, which the sukkah is kosher without it, it's not called you're using a tree when you go into the sukkah because you don't need the fourth wall. So, dekanami, diktani zaklau, kosh ilu yinota le'ilin v'yichel olamid elin l'b'yamtiv. So we see the main thing is even if the tree wouldn't be there, it would still be able to function as a sukkah. So that's why it's not supporting the skach at all. It's just acting as a wall, and if it's the fourth wall, it's irrelevant. See Rashi. Shtayim Yedi Adam, Vachas Bilan. It's about seven, eight lines into the wide lines of Rashi. It's a Mishnah Sukkah. It's kosher with three walls. And if you did two of them normally, did the third one with a tree. The fanus, the walls are okay. Because my walls. There's no problem with the walls being attached. The skach can't be attached, but the walls can be attached. Now, the Rashi, who did even kulon the kvos beilin? The truth is, even if all four walls were made out of trees, it would be kosher. It's not only because it's two besides it. So why does it discuss two made by people? Because it could have told me bigger chiddush. That all four walls are made out of trees. So why discuss two were made, were man-made? The answer is, Rabu Zashmin, it's coming yichid each other around, tefilo hochi, even though it's two man-made walls, you cannot enter into it on Yom Tov. Lecha b'lishin b'yisa sukkah b'yom tov. You can't go in to eat and drink, sleep in that sukkah. Neshis chacha kosher b'dayf neha, because the skach is attached to the walls. And it's leaning, it's being supported by the walls. And the wall, v'mishtamish al skacha, and he, the person, is taking the benefit from the skach, putting his kelim there in the sukkah, etc. It's a mishtamish b'ilun, he's using a tree. And that's what the mission wants to tell me. Okay, now Rashi points out the lashon of the lashon is oilon lo. So it sounds like the case was you're going up into it, the case was climbing up. Rashi says it's not necessarily that this tree was a tree house and you're climbing up to it, the sukkah was a tree house. That's not what it means. Rashi says, Kol Kenisa, the sukkah, knocked by lashon aliyah. the average language when we talked about entering into the sukkah was always, we'd always use the word aliyah, going up. Why was that? Fisha Ruben Oysen got sukkah saying, usually they made the sukkah on the roof. The Kamadot Tanan Bahochi, we have the language of Imajikhan Osen Lalos, Armalam Hahelam the sukkah, Alamarin who has a Kalim, Mikhain Harbe. So the language is always going up and going down. We think going in and going out, they refer to going up and down, because usually it was on the roof, but not that was that we're discussing specifically Dafka, the case of going up. My love, what was the case? The Chokpe Be'ilin, you made a notch in the tree. And you put the cross beam for the walls. In the holes that you made, you made many of them, and you put cross beams across, or pieces of wood across. And then you use that wall for the schach. So you're not directly using the tree, you're using the tzidei ilon. He says, no, the case is the kafil ilon l'nof of al yonim, hitel tzad ilon acher, you bent down one tree, it's the upper part of the tree towards another tree. You bent the other tree back towards this. You tie the two together. And that became the wall. So Morris says, if so, even if the fourth one, on my early b'yomtiv, haray yischach nishin alav, whom mishtamash, because it's still supporting the schach. So Morris answers, el hachasin, the Morris says, and if you learn that stutton is also, it's better. I say, el amai stutton asurin, soif seven, my early b'yomtiv. So if it's, and I try to prove stutton from here that stutton are also. You said back in the middle, stutton are mut. But the case here was, this was the actual tree itself. It can't be the tree itself, because how can you, even if it's three walls, how is it okay? So what do you want to say? You want to say the element was, I was wrong, you're proving your point, it's not an us. Okay, now you're a stem shot in the mission, this mission is still difficult. Why? How can you use a b'yamtiv? Ela hasam b'gavaza pesachna shilin gufei dofen b'amashavit. Gavaza prasachta rashi is ilan shanof of harbe yotzim mitzdadin, has a lot of branches sticking out from its side. Mispashon lekan lekan, as opposed to a tree which where the majority of the branches are up on the top of the tree, this it has a large amount of branches sticking out in both directions, all through the height of the tree, something like a pine tree. That was the wall. You didn't put the schach on top of it. Why do we have to say the cases with gavaza prasachta? Leave the case was that it was a regular tree, and you bent it down. The main point was the schach wasn't being supported by it. So why we change? Why do we have to say that the case was a different type of tree? Leave your assumption, like you said before, correct, that the case was it was a regular tree and you bent the tree down. Well, you bent it down, you made a wall, you didn't use it for the schach. That's the main point, is that you didn't use it for the schach.
Why are you bending it down? Is that so that
you need a wall? So you have enough thickness of branches by using the upper branches of the tree that you'll have all those trunk's branches there. You never gigantic trunk.
Oh, so you like bending it?
You bend it down like this sideways, another one sideways, and then you have all the upper branches will function as your wall. The branches are now sideways, plus the other ones are sideways. There's enough between the branches and the leaves, etc. Would be a nice wall.
Some trimming may be required.
Yeah, make sense.
I'm still not sure if you need vertical walls unless you bend it all the way over. How does that help you?
Well, the pieces that make up the wall, if I have my sukkah here, the four sides
is open. I have a tree standing here and a tree standing here. I bend the two trees towards each other and tie them. Now I have all the upper branches functioning as this wall.
As the fourth wall.
As the fourth wall. Or theoretically the third wall also, but the case was the two branches, two trees were on the two corners.
Okay. But to serve as a wall, they've got to be within three tefachim of the ground.
So you do. So
the ends of the
right. Yes, you have to bend it all the way.
But that's my question. So you know that you're bending it.
I didn't picture it vertically. I pictured it sideways. But yeah, you have to get it down low enough that it's down close to the ground. Correct.
Okay.
The main point was the shanah could go in, the more shanah answer could go in the loy samach haschach leidin, but it wasn't supporting the schach. The answer is Rishon Lekima, the different Ravi, who Shainot Tzarech L'Sukkah, Tog Begimel K'Shem. The case was it was the fourth wall, which is totally really not required. Neschach Nami Lo Samach Olel, and you're not using it to support the Schach. Lo Tzarech L'Meved Lo Doifin. Why would you go through the Tirch of making this bending this thing down and doing the whole Asik if you don't need it? You don't need it to support the tzach. You don't need it to be the wall. If the tree was there, the case is the tree itself, just naturally, by all of its side branches, can function as a wall, fine, so let it function as a wall. There was no, like, but to start making it all of this effort for something which is not necessary doesn't make sense.
One tree could go underneath it. It's got walls all around it. No? What we're talking about, there's so many branches, some of them, they go all the way down. You could literally go underneath it. It could be walls all around
it. It wouldn't be a kosher sukkah.
You got your schach problem.
You wouldn't put walls up.
Yeah, but you can't make a schach because it's under a tree.
Yeah.
The case has to be that the branches were not going over the sukkah because then you have a problem of it's a puzzle sukkah. The branches have to be detached. If you have branches which are attached over it, it's like you're making a schach with attached branches, which is puzzle.
So with this tree, with these notches that we're talking about, there has to be different schach other than that tree.
Correct. And the tree can't be spreading out over the sukkah.
Just walls.
Right. Okay. The Gemara says, Lema Kitzanoi. Back in the Gemara, the fifth line from the bottom. The Gemara says, this machlokes of Stodden, or Lachar, is a machlokes Tanoi. It says, the Brisa says, Ein Erdon Labayamtif, you cannot go into this case of where the tree is functioning in the sukkah, you can't use it for Yamtif. Meshum ben Elozer, Omer, Meshum Remeir, Erdon Labayamtif, you may go into it on Yamtif. So my love, isn't it? The Marasavrit Stodden Asur. The Tanakhama says that Stodden or Asur. And Marasavrit, the Shimon Lozer, the name of Remeir, holds that the Mutar and the Stodden are Mutar. So this issue of Stodden, whether the Kosher or not, is a Machlekes Tanoya. Whereas Amr Baya Loy, no. The Kuliyama Stodden Asur. Everybody agrees that Stodden or Asur. The argument over here is not studded, but tzidet studded. So it's not attached. You're not being using the tree directly. You're not using the thing attached to the tree. You're using something attached to that which is attached to the tree. So and it's tzidet studded. That's the Tanakhama Marsar Tzidet Stodden Asurin. When Marsar with the Rishim and Lazar, neighbor Meir holds Tzidet Stodden Mutarin. So Rabbi says back, no. Man the Osir Bit Stodden, Osir Namib Tzidet Stodden, Man the Shor Bit Tzidet Stodden, Shor Namib Stodden. There's no difference between Stodden and Tzidet Stodden. So if you hold both Mutar, they're Mutar, they hold the Osir, they're Osir. So according to Rabbi, they are arguing in regards to Stodden. Rashi. My law, Bahokim, if we give fourth line from the bottom. So isn't the Brisa talking about the case, going to Chok Be'ilin, you made a notch in the tree, Moisev Konim Bitstodden, and then you put these rods going across from tree to tree, Mesicha Chalein then uses it to support the Tzchach. Dabli Mishtamish Mitzadon. So when you use the Sukkah, which is called using the Tzchach, it's called that you are using the Tzadon of the tree, not the tree itself, but that which is attached to the tree. Kishim Mishtamishin Ayadei Tzchacha, when you use the Sukkah, which is called using the Tzchach, you're called being Mishtamish in the support which is attached to the tree. Diloy Behog Pligi. If this is not the machlokes, what else is the machlokes? The kuliyamas savri also the shamish realim. They're not arguing whether you're allowed to use the tree or not. That's given in the mishnah stamish. Everybody agrees to that. So Marbaya inami behachi pligi. If you want to tell me this is the argument, leka lemeimer the sirle. The gears on the side is the remeir or the shemir lazer. Stadim mutar. No, they're not arguing that. The honey loud stadim. In this case, the Bai says this, we don't deal with this halachically. It's not a case of stadim. And the example that you gave, elitzidate stadim. This is called using that which is attached to that which is attached to the tree. Because in your case was, we have a tree. You have these rods going across from tree to tree. You have the skach on top of that, and you're using the skach. So you're not being mishtamish in the tree. Not mishtamish, and that was attached to the tree. You're being mishtamish with that which is attached to that which is attached to the tree. So they're arguing and said it started. Shekadim and Sunim Bekavim started. The rods going across from tree to tree are considered started. Vasichu Hanosan Al Gabon said it started. Which said it started. Pliki. The Abaye says they're arguing and said it started. So Abaye's argument, you know, point over here is that they're arguing and said it started. So maybe everybody agrees Stadon or Osir. Rabbi says, no, I agree with the argument that it's Stadon. Rabbi's pointing out that there's no halachic difference between the two of them. So Stadon or Osir, Sidi Stadon or Osir. If Sidi Stadon or Mutta, it means Stadon or Osir Mutta. So that's Rabbi's argument back. So if I would put a swing on the tree, so that's called, I mean, mishtamish. It's, if it's pulling down on the branch, I'm sitting on the swing. It could be, it's called, I mean, mishtamish. That's called, I mean, mishtamish b'ilin. I'm using the tree. If I drill something into the tree and I, you know, make a piece of wood on the tree and then I attach that, so I mean, mishtamish would start it. If I add a nail or to that, so that's it. It's not, and hang it on the, you know, something like that sort.
So in a chain, would each link in the chain be considered another link in the chain?
Theoretically, I mean, in regards to if it's putting, yeah, theoretically. So Rabba says they're arguing that so according to Rabba there's still a Tana which says Stadon or Mutter, and the argument is in they're arguing in Stadon and Sidi Stadon simultaneously according to Rabba. Eser Rabba Sharshi El Rabba Not Yosid Be'ilin. So you put your spike directly into the tree. And you put you attach a basket there. And the case was that you want to put an Eruv for the purpose of making your Ruve Tchumen. So you attach it to the tree. Shouldn't get, so the food there will be safe because it won't be in the ground, etc. So the Brisa says the Malam is Sarah Tvachim and Eruve Eruv. The Matam is Tvachim and Ruve Eruv. So the Erev has to be within the Malkum of Shvisa, which is in which is your Karmelis or your Rosh Hashanah, etc. It goes up to your Tvachim. It has to be in the Malkum of Shvisa, below, down within 10 Tvachim of the ground. Okay, so that's the Bryce. So the Bryce's point is it's not discussing the loch of Mishamish B'ilun, it's discussing Hilchos Eruv. But to be considered a valid Eruv, it has to be accessible on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. You have to be able to get the food in and out of the basket. Yeah, I have to be able to, or, not out, not in, but out. I have to be able to take the food out of the basket to eat. So now the Brisa says, so what was the case? Why didn't you say the case was you attached the basket directly to the tree? Timer the Nauts Yasid Be'ilin. So the Brisa stresses the case as you attached a, you put a nail in the tree, you attach the basket to the nail. Holy Nauts. If it, but it's, apparently it sounds like if you do not put it, the nail in the tree,
right.
I feel the matam yutvachim and in ruva erev. It sounds like that case would not be acceptable because you can't take the food out of the basket. It's because you're called it. You're using the tree. V'haitana the ka'osit started because shari b'tzidet started. You told me they go together. So the what's happening here is the tree is the tree. You have the nail is the tzadit. The basket attached to the nail is tzidet tzadit. And I'm taking things out of the basket. And that's mutter. But if there'd be no nail there, the basket is called tzadit and it'd be osir. So you're telling me that tzadit and tzadit go together, either both osir or both the mutter. And the price is saying no. Tzadit is osir and tzidet tzadit is mutter. The case was, it wasn't that it was a nice big strong tree and a very small basket, and the movement in the basket makes no movement in the tree, so it's called you're just moving the interacting with the thing attached to the tree. The case was such that it was you need to get your, it was hard to get your hand in, and by the time you get your hand in, the amount of motion that you made in the basket would cause the whole tree to move. So that's called being mishtamish b'ilah. Because mishtamish b'ilah and gufa, you're using the tree itself. So the right, is that the more of a so it's starting a certain tzidik tzidik mutar. However, we pass on like the way the differentiation that Abaya said, that started or also at Tzidit Tzadon Ramut. We have coal. Amar Avashi. Hashad Amar Tzidit Tzadon Asurin. You know, let's hold it here.
So anytime...